Now we find here some of the things that can be said about them. And here is one of them. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mists of darkness is reserved forever. As a boy, I lived in West Texas, and we left the third year of a drought that had lasted 3 years. And I could remember that when we would chop cotton, and believe me, in those days, cotton didn't grow well in that country anyway, but a little miserable cotton, and we'd go out and chop it, and those big thunderheads would come over, clouds would come over. And they would, late in the afternoon, get together, there'd be lightning. And you'd think, my, we're going to have rain. But we didn't have rain. How dry it was. And today, how many people are following leaders like that? They are wells without water. They are clouds. They're beautiful clouds. They use beautiful, flowery language. And they soar to the heights oratorically. And they use a basso profundo voice. Oh, how tremendous it is to see these folk. They are very impressive, friend. But there's no water in the well. And there's no rain in the clouds. And people are starving today for the Word of God. And they're not being given the Word of God. You see, they do something else here. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they soar to the heights oratorically, and they use beautiful language. They allure through the lusts of the flesh. You see, religion that appeals to the eye, religion that appeals to the ear, a religion that appeals even to the nose, incense. Preacher said to me, says, I always have my church sprayed on Sunday morning. And he's a Protestant, by the way. He says, I have it sprayed. He wants to smell good, you see. And don't misunderstand me. I think a place ought to look nice and music ought to be good music. And I don't mind the smell. But when those things are depended on, you see, they are the lusts of the flesh, through which wantonness, those that are just escaping from them who live in error. And how tragic it is to see folk like that. This man, Simon Peter, is really being sarcastic now. He says, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. Some habit has them bound, and yet they're promising liberty to others. But they don't know what liberty really is. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. So this is a picture that we have before us here. They promise liberty, but they don't know what it is themselves. Now verse 20. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, now, the pollutions of the world is what we were talking about, that which is outside. They say, why, I'm very religious. I belong to a certain liberal church. We don't believe in anything. We just talk about love and brotherhood, but we don't practice much of it. But nevertheless, we talk about it a great deal. Makes you feel good, you see. And we have a beautiful service, and we have a beautiful church. They've escaped the pollution. This man read with horror what happened over yonder in Houston, Texas, when that group of boys that were slain by this homosexual, how horrible it is. And he was horrified by it. But you see, he's escaped the pollutions of the world, but not the corruptions. Through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in it. Now, it's not that they haven't heard the gospel. They've heard the gospel. These men have heard it. I'm meeting people all across this country today. One man that told me that he didn't believe a thing. He doubted whether there was a God. He says, I listen to you nearly every day. May I say to you that this man knows the gospel. And somebody said to me one time, I was playing golf with him, says, why don't you present the gospel to him? I said, he's heard me present the gospel over 100 times. There's no need of saying any more. They are again entangled in it and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning.